When Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump talks trade, he usually voices his displeasure with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a multilateral trade agreement that is very popular in agricultural circles. Trump's comments typically revolve around issues with the trade deficit and lost jobs to foreign competitors. But many in agriculture want to see the U.S. join the agreement for the potential it has for enhanced agricultural markets overseas. Take, for instance, the National Pork Producers Council. NPPC is hoping that, among other things, the agreement would lead to market access gains in Japan, the pork industry's top export market. Speaking to AgriPulse at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, NPPC President and Iowa producer John Weber says he wants to see Trump shift his focus and see what TPP could offer the U.S.
I think he does understand what the agreement would do for us. One of our challenges is to present to him that this loss of jobs argument is kind of an outdated argument. There are a lot of reasons why, you know, manufacturing employment is down from where it was decades ago, even back in the NAFTA times. Technology has been really the big driver of why manufacturing jobs per se are down. He understands that, and I think his policy team that we've so far had the opportunity to meet with understand that too. And it's a different economic structure that we have today than we've had, you know, even 5 or 10 years ago.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says that Trump is understanding of the agreement and its potential benefits, but he still wants to see a better agreement for America.
Well, I think he does have a good understanding, but his position has always been, don't give away the whole farm. Make sure you're able to bargain. So he is all about bargaining, and I think that if we take it back to him, he'll try and get a good deal for the United States of America. He is interested in protecting all Americans, and I think that we can open up and talk about agriculture as well.
Despite negative comments from both Trump and presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, ag groups are still hopeful that the agreement will be approved in the U.S., potentially as early as the lame duck session after the election. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.